It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
Continuing in our series, Experiencing God, I'll ask you what you think of this statement. How you respond to someone is the measure of your relationship with that person. Let me put it a little differently. How you respond to someone is the measure of your value of your relationship with that person. When someone takes the initiative to communicate with us, we respond in some way. Here are a few examples. On the street, a person asks you for some spare change. You give some coins or you walk past without answering. Another one. Someone phones you. Call display allows you to respond by answering or ignoring the call. And again another. You're asked to join an acquaintance for coffee. You say, but don't mean, I'd like to do that. Unfortunately, I have another commitment. Maybe some other time. In each of those cases, how you respond to that person is a measure of how you value your relationship with that person. Here's another example taken from a real-life situation with Queen Elizabeth II. At a reception, Queen Elizabeth greeted and congratulated a winning Irish rugby team. One Irish player, Ronan O'Gara, kept his hands in his pockets. Now, how would you interpret his response to the Queen? Well, the headline of one newspaper, The Independent of May 15, 2009, read, Ronan O'Gara is a real lout. Whether intended or not, his response to the Queen by keeping his hands in his pockets was seen as an insult to the Queen. Again, your response to a person is the measure of how you value your relationship with that person. Here are a few things that we can discern about our responses to others, even God. 1. As we've noted, your response to someone discloses your value of that relationship. Your value for that other person lies somewhere between positive or negative, attentive or indifferent, listening or ignoring, expectant or disinterested, open or closed, encouraging or discouraging, and respectful or insulting. 2, your response reveals something about your own character. In the case of Ronan O'Gara, his response to the Queen appeared to manifest a character of churlishness, if not rebellion. To treat even a stranger with disdain or indifference reflects something of how you perceive other human beings. Does your character allow you to view them as an image of God or not? Well, as for ignoring phone calls from telemarketers, I'll just have to acknowledge there are cases for clear discernment. 3, your response shows what is important to you. I remember being in a strange city one time and asking a fellow pedestrian for directions. He simply shook his head and kept walking without a word. I've wondered a few times why he did that. What was of such importance that he couldn't have taken 30 seconds to point someone in the right direction, or to simply say he didn't know? If we choose not to respond to someone, are we not recognizing there is something of greater importance than responding? 4. Your real response is exposed more in what you do than in what you say. We are all well practiced in saying things like, let me think about that, or let's do that sometime, or sure, here's a dollar. We often respond by saying something that politely dismisses the other person. In other words, we respond by not doing what is asked or needed. In the next podcast, we'll examine what Jesus says on this very point in Matthew chapter 21. For now, let's focus on how our experience of God is developed through how we respond, or how our value of God is expressed by our response to Him. Here are two questions. How do you respond to God? For instance, as you listen to Him in reading the text of the Bible, say you come across his condemnation of a sin that touches on a practice you have. How do you respond? Do you acknowledge he is right and you are wrong by changing? You stop the sinful activity? Or Do you respond by explaining your practice so that you can ignore what God is saying? Is your practice more important than your relationship with God? That's demonstrated by how you respond to Him. Secondly, what does your response say about your relationship with God? In the example just given, a response of acknowledgement, change or repentance, and humble dependence on His grace indicates you value God and how you value your relationship with Him. In the same way, a response in which you rationalize your behavior that displeases the Father, that shows that you value your behavior or pleasure over God and your relationship with Him. You may say, "He never takes the initiative to communicate with me, so there's nothing to respond to." Well, if you've been listening to or reading this series, you know that I disagree with that statement. God does take the initiative in communicating with you. God speaks into our lives, even if we're atheists. For example, listen to the earlier podcast, A for Attending. Again, how you respond to someone is the measure of your relationship with that person. So what do your responses or non-responses to God reveal about the measure of your relationship with Him, how you value your relationship with God? Now, this post has been descriptive. It has attempted to expose something of the problem, making us more aware of how we respond to God. Pay attention to how you respond to God through the next week. The next podcast will be prescriptive, proposing remedies that lead us toward being more responsive to God's gracious initiatives in our lives.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.